Got another phone call, think we made another million. I'ma with my time, I pop a pill, I'm getting dizzy. Looking to the mirror, told myself I'm getting busy. Addicted to a lot of stuff, I gotta keep it with me.
Yeah.
Boom!
Make another milli. Popped another pill. Let now I'm feeling dizzy. That's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guy Manny Wave. You're gonna see a little bit of the you're gonna see a little bit of the behind the scenes in the intro with that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Manny Wave. I was at the video shoot today for that right there.
Okay.
Yeah, we need that.
Bang, that you know outside.
Yeah. But what's good, man? Peace, you too. Welcome back to your friendly neighborhood potters, podcasters, and hippies. We are your hosts.
Yo, it's Spliff, man. Spliff and Balls. You know what's going on. Shout out to the two bros that ain't here right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Sis and bro, but you know we outside.
You know what I'm saying? And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. Like Spliff said, shout out to Chun Chun and shout out to Don Core, man. You know what I mean? Couple things, you know what I'm saying? But we here for y'all, man, to start off the week. This should be a Monday episode, you know what I'm saying? But welcome back to the Don Core and D-Reek and Hippie Show with Spliff and Chun Chun. This should be episode 271.
Forever. Could be.
It could be, right?
I don't know. Could be.
Because we out here working.
But whatever it say on the caption and the description, yeah, that's that part. We watched.
277.
277. Yeah, see, yeah. I knew I was like, nigga, 271, nigga. That was a couple joints ago. Whoa. We was at 5-4 and all that. So that's I know I missed the episode or two. Shout out to the niggas having the smokers episode without my ass. But you know, we here, though. I was sleepies. I was at other locations. We can't get mad.
Nah, nah, that's a fact. That, and that's another reason, like, I'ma just keep getting harping on it, you know what I'm saying? While we added y'all too, so we could do forever a couple more of the smokers episodes.
If Core not there, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying?
If Chun Chun ain't here, Core here. If, you feel me? It, yeah, someone's gonna be cool. And if you got all four of us in the spot, it's
danger.
Man, watch what's going on.
It's danger.
Nah, but
but what's good, Spliff, man? How's your weekend?
This weather change had me abused.
Had me upset too.
Cold day, hot day, cold day, hot day. Big coat, little coat, no coat, hoodie. relax. What the, like, why I get to this one point where it's just like niggas don't know what's going on?
New York is
different. It's different. Yo, but all honesty, shout to the She Goes Hard. Okay. Shout to the ladies. Slade called fire. I'm not gonna lie to niggas. It's just like, yo, bro, you came late. I wasn't in the mood. All honesty, I would have stood home, smoked my weed, and went to sleep because I was just out of it, all the running around. But I had to come out support the ladies. I caught the last two battles, even though niggas said it was three battles and then it was two battles. But I caught the last two battles. Shout to Cassius Clay versus Dear Summer. Okay. And motherfucking K Prophet versus Eliza Versa, you feel me? Boogie Blue told me she kind of lost. Like, she messed up, she kind of lost. Jericho versus Queen Damo. Her Damo had haymaker of the night, you feel me? Some wild shit. Like, City was over there stuck on that shit. I feel like it's another two battles. Neptune beat Diamond Dage. I be saying niggas' names wrong. Neptune won. Queen Damo won. Eliza Versa, Cassius Clay. All the other people, I'll update y'all on the lives and all that. Mm-hmm. Tune into the lives. Subscribe to the YouTube. I just haven't been on my game with shit. But it definitely was a dope weekend. My homie Rambo, he won his battle. He told me they had a battle event in Harlem. Shout out to everything that was going on in Harlem, you feel me? I think the event was Balls to the Death or Balls. My bad. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're going to make sure we get everything right. But all y'all tune in to Battle Rap. We on timing. I'm going to roll another spliff. We're going to get high. Back to what's going on with the show. I'm just saying, it be abuse sometimes, nigga. Like,
yeah. Nah, you know, we always gotta let you get your your shit off. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to start with saying we a couple weeks away now. Is
from an event?
It's April
9th. If I'm not wrong.
April 10th when we drop this. You know what I'm saying? So we 11 days away from Put Your Lighters Up Showcase event, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's on the bill. Shout out to Dally. Shout out to Yetta. Shout out to B Fortune. Shout out
Little Kim, if you go pop out.
Shout out to Millsy. Who?
Little Kim.
Put your lighters up.
You feel me? I'm just saying.
We in the style too, you heard? So pull up, you know what I'm saying? But Nay Mills, my guy Guard Up, Stamps, Blue Dollars, Tara Feather, everybody, man. Rico Banks, Different World. T, Hefe, everybody, man.
Yo, all y'all niggas that be on YouTube, when y'all finish watching this whole podcast, go check out Year 86. They just dropped Sin Flea and Blue Dollars. You feel me? Tune in, man. Fire video. I'm just being real. That's ganging them. You feel me? So tune in, Year 86. Subscribe to Launch 86. Year 86. And, you know, tune in with what's going on over there.
Nah,
yo,
that video is tough. Man. Yeah, that video is tough.
Yeah,
that video was tough. And y'all see me also promoting Face Off the Movie Part 2. It's definitely about to be a movie. Shout out to LXD and Envious. Tickets are available now. So if you interested to come in and support me on this venture that I'm taking, make sure to DM me to get a ticket in advance. $20 at the door is $25. Or hit any of the artists that's on the bill. We got Chris Welsh, B Fortune, Little Mo, Harlan, Manny Wave, Wepa, and the main event, LXD versus Envious. So make sure you guys stay in tune. Follow everything. Don Cole, D Reek, and Hippie. Choon Choon, Spliffing Balls, you know what I'm saying? Follow all that, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, we turning this summer up. Go ahead, bro.
My bad. I just wanted to say this real quick. I know. If you go to my page on IG, I don't have the link in the bio. I'm kind of shitty. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to let people know. If you go to Spliffing Bars on the YouTube, Y'all could go to the playlist and y'all could see the new episodes of Don Cole and D Reek and the Hippie Show on there too.
I'm shitty with
doing certain things, but I'm not gonna be shitty on supporting the team. So the playlist is there for those that I can't find it. If you can't find it by pressing D C D R H on top of the search,
yeah,
we're understanding. We're not gonna be mad, but we here, man. Tune in, watch, know what's going on. You heard? My bad. You know, I just
because
I be wilding. I don't got it in the bio. I've been told to put it in the bio. I just need niggas to know. I'm not trying to shit on it.
The fifth wall, real quick. I'm he here said, to support I've been told the... to break the bio, link the bio. You know, I just, at least just for that day, just so the people mm-hmm. that's following y'all could, you know what I mean? But we get in there slowly but surely. It's a new thing. It's a new venture for all of us. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to get the wheels rolling, and that's what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? I'm talking to everybody individually, one on one, behind the scenes and everything. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody again. Shout out to home team, man. We doing what we got to do, man. My weekend was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I kind of I picked up some overtime on Friday, so I worked on Friday, you know what I'm saying? Saturday, I popped out to a little event, and it's Easter Sunday right now, and we recording, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit don't stop. That's for sure, facts.
Yeah, it don't stop, man. I went to that intro song, Dizzy, by Manny Wave. He was shooting the video today for that song. He invited me, you know what I'm saying? I went to give him his tickets, you know what I mean? And I was in the, I saw the
y'all
video.
Was in Bronx, Brooklyn?
Nah, it was in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Park Slope, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
So, it was a little dope vibe, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you a little bit of the footage that I got, you know what I'm saying? My fault, bro. You know what I'm saying? Setting up and shit and everything.
Nigga,
and I wasn't smoking,
high.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
I had to.
You got
to
get right.
D-Rick and
I was
hippie,
over
man.
Here looking like. Niggas is smoking dolies. Smoking dolies. Nah, I ain't gonna knock it.
Nah, you been yo. Around me long enough to know I do pull out a solo and be like.
Nah, I be on the same time too, but I was like, we're on the show. Like.
But as soon as you ask, that shit is being passed. You know what I'm saying? But I can't wait for these showcase events, bro. I can't. You know what I mean? I got a feeling. You know what I mean? Like frogs and all of them. I got a feeling, you know what I'm saying? So we going to see what's up with that, man. Yo, did Gary send you that picture that he sent me? The 50 and Wayne?
Okay, yeah.
With the songs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
think that was a good list of songs that they put together, whoever made that post?
Let me double look and check it. Respectfully, because I seen it, but then when I seen it, I was like, dead. That was dead ass what we was talking about on the show.
Yeah, so me and my man was sitting here yesterday. Shout out to Trev, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Trippy Trev. We was looking at the list, and we dead, like, played each song, and we counted it out, huh?
Oh, nah, y'all niggas try to violate. Y'all
yeah.
went through it yesterday.
Yeah, 11-9, 50 Cent.
11-9?
Yeah, he wins
hold
by
on.
Two
look
songs.
Look at that 50 list.
Yeah, bro, I can't lie, bro. It's a, but there's like some songs, there's like two or three songs, like there's one song on 50 side that I know he might not use, and there's like two songs on Wayne's side that I know that he might not use, you know what I'm saying?
So, alright, so we gonna be real. I'm gonna look for this shit right now, so we good. I think he threw that shit in group chat. Yeah.
Nah, I got you, bro. Watch this. Boom. I got it right here. I promise you, I got it right here. That's a fact.
Because
it ain't never no dead air on the mic, you know what I mean? But,
I like that
conversation because 50 Cent and Wayne were relevant at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they was relevant at the same time. What was that, like 03, 04?
Like 05, 06.
That's when Wayne.
Weird shit.
That's when Wayne really started, like, saying he was the best rapper alive.
Which was the joint you think won't be on this nigga's side? What's the joint you think won't be on that nigga's side?
On 50 side, I don't know if he would use Amusement Park and AO Technology.
Alright, I think he would
and
use.
On Wayne's side, I don't think he'll use. This song, Lala. Remember that song, Lala?
Yeah, I can see it being used. I can see AO Technology being used because of Justin.
And I don't see him using Soul Special, I believe. Wayne.
true.
Yeah. But he got Mrs. Officer, Lollipop, Amelie, Hustlers Music, Fireman, 6 foot, 7 foot.
I think Lala is valid.
Yeah.
AO Technology is valid. The other two you said, I could agree with that. Because that song for 50 is like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't fake news that for a Versus.
Because, you know, these niggas know their own catalog better than we know it.
Now, I'm tweaking. You said AO Technology, La La.
And the other song for 50, Amusement Park.
Yeah, I don't see Amusement Park being used.
I don't
used.
See him using right. that. I don't see him using that.
Wasn't it another Wayne song?
So Special?
So Special. I got to hear that.
Yeah.
That's why I had me fall. I'm like, So Special.
Because we went, we hit a wall like that head. Where certain titles was like, hold on, what's that song? So we went to the song and listened to it and it's like, nah.
This some shit off.
He got some that? Shit off not, I'm Not a Human that I don't think he would use in a Versus. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thinking of it. Yeah. That's just
but
my
But he could have used it to switch a nigga whole thought process up. That's what I'm saying. Like, songs like that, like, it could go through, but I don't know why when I thought So Special, I'm just thinking the Jamaican nigga in my head. I'm so special, so special, so special. I'm so special. I'm like in my head, like, what Wayne song is this shit? I'm thinking I'm so special, so special. My bad.
I can't remember how it goes because we did pull it up last night, but
it's probably fire, but
it's okay. It's okay.
Just not right for the Verses.
It's like one of them songs that if you're not a real Wayne fan, you don't know it because it's a album cut, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like a random shit in an album that niggas don't
I think
play.
It's off the Dedication or some shit like that, so.
I gotta check you to make mean? Sure. I probably sound crazy right now, cause I'll be back in the next episode like, yo, I'm so, it's so fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
that conversation also made me think, what's some of the rappers that have the best hip-hop stories?
Best hip-hop stories?
Yeah, like their come up, how they got on, or this and that. And I think Wayne and 50 are two of the greatest hip-hop stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, Wayne got put on when he was, like, what, 12?
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, storytelling.
Nah, like
storytelling.
Their story, like, how they got in the game, and, you know what I mean? Like, their story, their personal story. Like, who's the best hip-hop story type shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, that, all right, damn.
Like, 50, we know 50 trying to come up, Jam Master J, then he got shot 9 times, and then he got put on the way he got put on, going at everybody and everything like that.
This is just 3 off top, right? I probably could think of another 2 and do the 5. My son, Eminem, okay. Jay-Z.
Okay.
And I would have to say 50. I think I had someone else in my head too. I just fucked the whole loop up. But and if you want to go extra, that story.
Nikki?
Oh, Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, Joe Buttons. You feel me? Because these niggas keep talking about what's going on. They give you the step by step, like. I say Wiz because of that day one shit,
how
the little blog
on.
And shit he was yeah. doing. Like, boy, niggas was getting high watching him get high. You feel me?
And he was big in the, damn, this episode gonna be real short. I'm sorry, y'all. And he was big in the mixtape game. It might not be short. It might be a 2 parts to this episode. My fault. He was big in the mixtape game. Wiz Khalifa,
mm-hmm.
with the Kush and orange juice and all that shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I think I would say Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
Her story, the way she got into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Pac's
story is good too, you know what I mean? Being from the East Coast at first.
Yeah, we back, y'all. We back, y'all.
Technical difficulties, but we getting shit right, though.
Shout out to Spliff for staying with the clip, you heard?
Gotta keep a couple of extras with the extras.
What Big said, keep extra clips for extra shit.
Shout out to Big, man.
That's a fact, bro.
Said, shout out to the G's and all that. Yo, I
never look at this nigga clothes, bro.
I don't promote shit, but you feel me? If niggas need a t-shirt or a hoodie, you feel me? You want something niggas don't got, highlight your boy, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, I'm a big fan, so deep like this, like I took a shirt, fucked up a shirt, threw it on another shirt, fucked up the original shirt, boom. You feel me? The hoodie fire. I'm gonna show you a hoodie.
For that?
Nah, I had did a black hoodie for my homie.
Oh, that's crazy. This is a t-shirt.
Yeah, this was a big ass shirt.
What you did?
I sold it.
Oh, you sold it though?
Yeah. You feel me?
This nigga is skillful, you heard? That's fire.
And I ain't gonna lie, right? Shout out to all the people that support, you know what I mean, what I did when I be bullshitting, you feel me? I got a couple homies mad. Homies want the Biggie shirt.
Nigga got me. Nigga got me. Big team.
Nigga got me mad. Nigga got me mad. I'm still waiting on a fail hat.
All right, so the technicalities, I think I made the hat for Mom Dukes, but I ain't make his hat. I gotta make G's hat, because I made a hat for Cole. Cole got like two hats because he bought one and I gave him one. So, yeah, Rika hat on the way. My bad, y'all. It's technicalities. But it's going to be fire when y'all see it, though.
It's going to be fire when y'all see it. He's going to have to put the new DCDRH show on there.
Yo. Yeah, we got to do that.
Put Spliff Choo Choo. Yeah. Put that shit on my hat, nigga. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? But we left off on Tupac's story. He got a great story and upbringing in hip hop. Like he started with Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Tupac, Digital Underground.
Yeah.
The roadie and all that.
He was the roadie. Artist/roadie. You know what I'm saying? Big, like you said, to be found from where he was found at. Master C and all of them. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that found him.
Shout out 50 Grand and all that. I was gonna say
Nicki Minaj too.
Nicki story fire.
Mm-hmm.
Russell.
What Russell?
Simmons.
For being like the hip hop pioneer that he is.
Def Jam story.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For putting everything together.
Rick
Rubin in the college dorm, you know what I'm saying? NYU.
Fire.
Come on, man. That's fire. Legendary shit. Hip hop, 50 years of hip hop this year, 2023.
I fake won't put Dipset in that shit ASAP. Cause it's a lot that goes on, like. Cause we got Wu Tang is definitely one of the best situations that came out like TV hip hop shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get those with all the other, you feel me? They opened the way for that shit.
Even like DMX story, like the Locks, you know what
Rough
saying?
Riders.
Yeah, D1 and all of them, you know what I mean? Like,
DIY is crazy in the streets.
Come on, bro. It's legendary
shit. Story.
You know what I'm pun story the is pun. Fire. To Fat Joe finding him in the corner store and asking him to rap and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
Jermaine Dupri and So So Def. It's a lot of shit that could be done
up. Hip hop got a lot of great stories.
Outkast. I ain't gonna front. Make the Outkast movie. Word of mother.
Even like a lot of people be sleeping.
That'd be fire.
A lot of people be sleeping on him because he do a lot of funny shit. But even Bow Wow story. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why when you said funny shit, I thought you was about to get into if they should do like a Nori movie. I thought you was about to get into that.
Oh,
cause Nori's a funny nigga. He's crazy though too. So
yeah, but Bow Wow story like coming up in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like being signed at 8-9 years old. You know what I'm saying? To Death Row. You know what I mean? And then going to Jermaine Dupri and then having the career that he had, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that do go crazy.
That guy,
nigga,
that's a
was
crazy
really
story.
In one of the original Snoop Dogg shits. I forgot if it was Jen and Juice or the other shit.
Yeah, he formed into the, I think that was Where My Dog's At.
On
no,
that
that's
one?
That's the Bow Wow song.
Yeah, that's the Bow Wow song. The other shit, I think it was
I forget what Snoop song that
I
is.
I think it was Juice, Jen and Juice, yeah. or my name.
At
is.
The end of the video, right? He turned
beginning.
Into the dog, right?
Oh, when Snoop turned into a dog? I'm not sure if he turned into a dog.
Or was it Bow Wow that turned into a dog?
Nah, Bow Wow was just one of the little kids jumping up and down on the couch in the beginning. He said, you need to get a job.
He said, don't be having them fast ass girls in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They ain't leave it till 6
and keep the door open.
Yeah.
So what you gonna do? Yeah, I got a, and my old boy Duke too. Snoop top 5 for me. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy right there.
The doggy dog.
What you think about what you think about Summer Jam this year? They moving the location from MetLife Stadium.
I don't know if that's wise, but I guess whatever works.
They come in a USB Arena. That's in Long Island.
Oh, that, I mean, that might be dope.
By the Raceway, by the Belmont Raceway.
I think I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, that might be dope.
They talking about that for the 50 years of hip hop that they want to bring it back to the, to New York. Because, you know, that's Jersey. MetLife Stadium, yeah. Giant Stadium, that's Jersey. So they bringing it back over there.
Long Island be dope because, you know what I mean? It's a bunch of youth over there.
It's not too far. It's spacious. You know what I'm saying? You could get there from the 5 boroughs.
Yeah, bad. Long Island. Shout out to Long Island. You know the joints is going to be there for sure.
All right, so this is the lineup. You ready?
For the joint?
For Summer Jam, yeah.
Big guy, that Summer Jam.
It's the ladies. Cardi B is headlining.
Shout to Cardi.
Lil TJ gonna be there.
Shout TJ.
BX Heavy. French Montana. BX Heavy. Lola Brooke gonna be there.
Shout to.
That's Brooklyn, right?
Don't play with it.
That's Brooklyn, right?
Don't play with Brooklyn. It.
The Locks gonna be there.
Shout, yeah, that's fire.
Yonkers. Mm-hmm. Fabio.
Jesus in Four, the building.
Glorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
You thought I was feeling you? That nigga a munch.
I ain't gonna frown like you doing crazy with the dittas, but we here.
Coil Ray.
I like it. I like Coil Ray.
That's what I see. Energy. I think that's the main stage. That's what they got for the main stage.
That's valid.
It's valid, right?
Yeah, that's valid.
And, you know, hopefully everybody bring out their friends or whatever, you know what I mean? Whoever else they want to bring out, any features and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Who's on that list again? All right, so, is Fabio going to bring the homies out?
Who's the homies?
I'm just saying, is he going to bring anybody out?
Loudy Rebel?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Ain't they beefing?
I don't know what's going on, man. Some of them don't get along with each other. Some of them do.
New York shit, you know what I'm saying?
It is weird. But, you know, I mean, it's Summer Jam, so hopefully we see some shit going. Fabio, TJ. You know, J.I. probably going to be there. Ron Suno might be there.
J.I. the Prince?
Busy Banks.
J.I. the Prince?
Yeah.
You fuck with him?
I fuck with J.I.
That nigga nice, but I fuck with my boy.
J.I. Mm-hmm. got tunes.
Yeah, he got some fire.
He gets no emotional shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Joey Badass just dropped some fire shit. A Lucy.
Him and Joey or just Joey?
Nah, just Joey. He dropped a Lucy. I think it's called, I forget what it's called, but it's hard. It's tough. Shout out to Joey Badass, you know what I'm saying?
I was listening to the Young Chris shit. He had dropped a tape and all that.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It was like a week or two ago. But shit fire though.
But shout out to Hot 97. Shout out to Summer Jam. Shout out to everybody on the bill. You know what I'm saying? You heard any new music that dropped lately?
Just really the Young Chris shit and maybe like one or two drill songs.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that dropped lately. I heard this new West Side Gun song or something like that.
I ain't hear nothing new from
West Side.
But
you know they always drop some heat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yo, it'd be bad. I'd be telling myself not to listen to no drill music just for this month. Shit always come on though. But I don't know, I've been feeling like the ladies in drill been going too crazy.
Yeah.
Or shout out to the ladies, man.
Shout out to the ladies, man. They doing their thing. You hear this story with Marcus Houston and his wife? She like 20 years younger than him.
I don't care about Marcus Houston. I'm just keeping a band, bro. Like, niggas said some foul shit went down with them niggas when they was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good off knowing anything about him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm cool. So his shorty's 20 years younger than him, mm-hmm. right? I definitely seen a picture of them two. I don't know, gang. Like, bro, niggas be letting niggas get away with some wild shit.
How we met, you know, through mutual friends and everything like that. You know, when I met my wife, she was 17. So, you know, we had no really conversation and no really connection until, you know, she
was... You marry someone with no connection?
It's... People don't understand it. No. And I got a lot of... Of course, I got a lot of backlash for marrying someone that was 19. And, you know, when we did finally start to talk, I was like, this woman is like me. And she was just...
All right, this nigga's going too far.
Yo, bro, so you admitted to yourself that you're a child in your head.
So she was
17, bro.
And he was 36. They got married when she was 19 and he was 38.
Bro. This is when you gotta think and look what he said. He said his mutual friends. So either one, your man's doing dirty work, or your man's is way younger than you. What's going on here, bro?
Yeah, that's
y'all
the,
had
that's
not, the y'all crazy. Didn't talk, and you like he, nigga didn't say a relationship. Like, well, we got a relationship. No, nigga said marriage.
Yeah, he was like, we ain't even have no connection. We ain't know each other. We just started talking, and then we went. To where we went to, like, that's bugged out. And
what
then
arranged marriage shit is they going on?
What,
like,
right?
What's the goal?
And not to like compare it to like anything else, like a situation that's like more drastic than that. Like, let's say like a R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking with the young girls and doing what he did, mind manipulation and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But this is in the same category. You know what I'm saying? So like,
a victim making someone else a victim.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't he get...
Because we not gonna cap. He got a fucked up... He got a messed up situation.
Yeah, because we know what happened with B2K. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
And Immature. Because that was his... Oh, nah, that's... Wait.
He was in Immature too, right?
No, he was Immature. And then his nephews and all... Whatever them niggas is to him...
Was B2K, with his
bands. Yeah.
He wasn't in B2K though?
Nah.
So after Immature, he wasn't in no group?
He was the mentor of them niggas. He was like the big bro.
Okay.
I think he was the older cousin to Fizz and with somebody else.
But still, he's around people that was in that mentality at that time. Fucking with people that's younger than them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because wasn't
so
the manager nigga was messing with him and his family.
That was the story behind B2K, right? That they was getting touched on and messing with the...
Yeah, them niggas started recruiting niggas, and then them little niggas was... It's nasty.
Yeah, I think it beheads that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it leads a younger mind that's watching that to think that that's cool, too, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing it with a woman, so it's like, it's a different thing, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it ain't nothing different.
It's a young girl, man.
Yeah, the age
niggas
difference.
Say he was 17 and she's 36. Bro, you only get away with that because of your fucking... popularity and all this
your status
shit.
Your fame, yeah, your money, you know what I'm saying? Cause if somebody, I mean, granted,
a pop
you remember,
to the project would have popped them.
Granted, I remember 7th, 8th grade when I wanted the baddest joint in the whole school.
And the old head pulled up in a V. Scared!
We all got the same story, bro.
Like, what?
We all know this story.
Yo, bro, you're an R&B singer, not a regular R&B singer. Mm-hmm. You've been here for mad long. You survived the bullshit. And now, bro, what happened to a girl your age? What happened about an older joint that got the bag since you this young playboy, Nick? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I like to stay within, like... All right, what's
bro,
what's
she's 17 and didn't hear this nigga music.
What's the difference in age range that you would go?
What? 3 to 5.
3 to 5? Not mad at that.
If you get crazy, you get crazy. But nigga, know you're crazy. Know what's going on.
7 is getting crazy?
Shorty did not go to the bar yet. Legally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still legal. Like, she still don't got an ID that says 21. What, you just said 19?
Well, that was a couple years ago. I think she's 22 now.
Boy, now.
Yeah, see, like 43 or some shit.
You bagged. I'm good.
That's
man.
Crazy.
Word of my bonnet, I'm
seven is going crazy.
It depends on your situation. My whole thing is the shorty old enough to do liquor? Was she out here enjoying life? No, nigga, you caught her right when she's out here about to go crazy. Like, you caught her when her boobs popped. Like
25 and 32. Is that, like, crazy?
Say that one more time.
Like, if shorty's 25 and you 32.
I don't see it too crazy. Y'all old enough. Especially, y'all graduated high school and all that. Like, y'all went through process.
Especially, I'm thinking, like, the mindset of a dude that's like,
hear what he said,
I'm thinking
though,
the mindset
bro.
Of a dude that's mature, right? So you looking for the female to be on your level. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, he's still not grown. Mm-hmm. He said, yo, I spoke to you and realized, like, yo, that's what I'm saying. Let's say she is a very intelligent girl for her age and she's past whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, she's 17 when you bagged her, bro. You was already old enough already when you bagged her. Like, what are you doing? Like, she's 17, you're 36.
And even, like, you saying, like, not knowing her, it still seems like a grooming situation. Like, you grooming
bro, you molding
this person. Yeah, you molding this person. You know what I'm saying? So
you picking someone that damn near don't know nothing your career. When she was born, what was you doing?
17 years ago is 2023.
Feel me? What was you doing?
When she was born in 06?
Bro, this
that's
shit is
crazy.
Nasty,
your career
bro.
Was over in 06. Yo, Spliff, that's
boy,
wild.
That's what I'm trying to put in the whole thing. All right, once is already bad, she young. But, bro, you're old. Not the OD. I'm elderly as well. But you old, bro. Like, you didn't see, like, you're famous. You didn't see an old joint you had a crush on and was like, man, let me go shoot for that. Like, a joint you was, like, I don't know, bro.
Like, an older joint?
Yeah, bro.
You talk
like,
about him, though, right?
Him, like.
Especially in
let's
the,
say
like you
seen
saying,
me along
like,
with one of these joints that's older than you.
Like, the spaces that he's
I gotta,
in.
Let me bag. You ain't think about none of them old biddies that look good. They be like, yeah, I'm about to scoop her, like.
That boy grabs him a teenager that didn't graduate high school yet. That's crazy talk.
Niggas is crazy, like.
You nasty, bro.
What's how you, shout to Cinnamon Love, man.
Who's this? Who's Cinnamon Love?
Yo, no Cinnamon Love. Yo, shout
up.
To Cinnamon Love,
put
man.
Me up, put
most
me
in
up.
Brooklyn, you heard? I mean, single in Brooklyn, that's what she be, but, she used to do films.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
And now she be doing a whole bunch of, you know, activists and events and
okay.
all type of inspiring things and all that. You feel me?
Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you get on, go for something you fake was on when you was younger and scoop that. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know about the young thing. Like, that's too far for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, 20 years,
what you
bro?
Told her? Yo, I used to do music. Like, boy, what? What you said? Like, all them shits you about to tell her is cheat code.
Where you
shit.
At now? What you doing now? Where you at now? What's
oh,
going
I,
on?
I find talent.
Bugging out, brother.
That shit is nasty work, bro.
You was a fan of Harry Potter?
Nah, but I mean, I fuck with the movies and
I
all
really
that.
Wasn't either. I ain't really fuck with it. But they doing a reboot of Harry Potter for HBO as a TV series, bro. Like, why they don't just leave shit alone, bro?
Alright, so.
Nah, Spliff, it ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just
I,
should
I
leave
just,
it alone.
I, to be honest, the thing with Harry Potter, that shit got mad bread on it. So, to make it a show, it would have to go all out. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything got to be good quiet because the movies was good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know HBO got the bread.
They got the bread. So,
now
hopefully they
the
keep it valid.
Now it depends on the story and everything. But you know, nowadays they gonna make somebody, they gonna make somebody from the cast black. They gonna make somebody from the cast gay. You know what I'm saying? They gonna
reboot. So yeah, just don't mess it up with extra shit.
Hopefully y'all can see the front of the hat now. Shout out to 718 Collective. You know what I'm saying? 1718 Collective. You know what I mean? Shout out to my guy Sosa. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. But yeah, just leave shit alone. Hollywood is so unoriginal nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's just like they just flip everything nowadays, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Spanish actress, they didn't name who she was. She has a surrogate baby with her son's sperm, bro. What type of time is we on right now, bro? Shit is different right now. We gonna leave that right there. We gonna leave that right there, bro.
The murderer is a lot is no safe words and no converse because honestly, right? We don't know who it is. So we praying right now that one of the, you know, beautiful Latino women out there that we might admire.
Ain't one of the names that we know. Dumb
because yo, bro, you just said
she had a surrogate child
with her kid, like
with her son.
You're trying to make a kid with your kid is crazy. Yeah, we good off that. Go to school, read books, find out great things, man. Do some hobbies, learn a craft. I mean, it's different things in the world to do when you hear shit like that.
The murderer is from the XXXTentacion situation. They getting life in jail, all of them.
Yo, since you said that, right? I heard the nigga that killed Pop got like 4.
Yeah.
What's going on out here?
I don't know.
Wait, the niggas that killed X got what? Life?
Yeah. But then, mind you, it's different because it's different states. Where Pop got killed, California. And X got killed in Florida. They don't really play that shit in Florida. You know what I mean? And it's a carry state and everything, so you gotta be.
Yo, I'm not. And then, yo, I'm not gonna lie, right? Niggas died. Niggas found the killers. Niggas got a sentence, time, whatever. Yeah. Right? Niggas never found out Big and Pac, whatever. But X died. Pop died. I just had someone else in my head. Vaughn.
King Vaughn.
Like, we just gotta chill with the violence, bro. Like, for real. Like, that shit go crazy.
Yeah, it's too much going on in the in the streets, period, because we know, you know, we know people personally and close that's been passing away and stuff like that too, you know what I'm saying? But also, like, in the rap game, like, a lot of people that you know, that you see, that people might look up to and shit like that is just dying off silly shit, you know what I'm saying? Like Spliff is saying, man, we just need to leave everything alone and just stay on some positive shit. Build with each other.
Yeah, get money and live and have kids and all that. Like,
build with each other instead of trying to destroy each other, for real, bro. Shit is wicked out here in these streets.
Because some of the reasons niggas be really arguing and beefing and doing all the dumb shit, it be kind of dumb, son.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like, you fuck with my girl, I'm on this block, you on that block. Fuck the other side. Bro, just get bread, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Just get bread. You had any other topics that you wanted to touch on for this episode before we get out of here? I know it was a light episode, y'all, but you know we had to give y'all some content, you know what I mean? We had to promote shit that be going on, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully.
2 joints a week and all that, like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Respectfully, show them love sometimes.
Yeah, we gonna give y'all
credit with this. Oh, you did an hour and 10 episode, then another hour and 10 episode, then another.
Yeah, now
you get
a little 40. little 30 piece. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, man. So it could have been a dry week.
Boom, boom. Yeah, it was a dry week. You know what I'm saying? And we just out here talking our shit. You know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all follow everything. Spliffin', Choon Choon, Don Cole, D-Reek, and Hippie. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all pop out to these events, man. If y'all in the New York area, pop out, man. Be like, yo, we follow the pod on the YouTube and we popped out. Shout out to everybody that we've been getting subscribing to the channel. Y'all also been like interacting with us in the comments.
Yeah, man.
That shit helps with the algorithms a lot, and you'll see our show pop up on your timeline more. The more you like it, the more you comment to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the shit. We in the, you know what I mean? Put us in the algorithm and all that.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, ATL, man, we be there soon, man. Just, you know what I mean? Just the weather's getting nice. We be there soon. That's all I'm saying.
I give my son a nice little idea. My son be like, ready. He be like, let's go.
Nah, we out. We out. I just spoke to my homegirl.
Do this. Yeah, bro. It's a situation, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It's been like a month.
Battles, showcases.
It's been like versus. A month since you and Choon Choon been on the pod. You know what I'm saying? I want to say it on camera. I appreciate both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all communicate on time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pop out on time. Like you said, life happens. So certain episodes, y'all might not see all four of us. But, you know.
Yeah, we here for
the long run. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? But employee of the month goes to Spliff. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Spliff.
I got one of those when I was at Foot Locker. But it matters more here. You feel what I'm saying?
That's a fact, bro. But, That's a fact.
I think the thing is too, right, with all of us doing things that we do shit that work for each other, we support each other, you feel what I'm saying? All y'all subscribe to She Go Hard and We Go Hard, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to Spliffin' Bars, subscribe to Third Degree TV, you know what I mean? Subscribe to the Siege Battle League, Hitless Battle League, Kill Switch Battle League, iBattle TV. Get the iBattle TV app. Get the URL TV app. You feel what I'm saying? Support battle rap. Support what we doing. Yeah. Support the G's.
Go into
web
Choon
series.
Choon's.
Web series movie.
Go into Choon Choon's bio and her Instagram, and that's where you're gonna find her personal podcast. It's called Vibe Source. So make sure y'all go subscribe to that and tune into that. You know what I'm saying? Her podcast is dope.
If you want to be here with us, you heard, DM any of us, contact us. We'll handle what we have to handle so we can have, you know what I mean, help y'all be more better. And, you know, we here, you know, pushing brands and all that.
We got some live YouTube episodes coming soon, too. We're going to start doing some live episodes and everything like that. We just trying to get the technical difficulties fixed with that.
Spliffs and Bars with the underscore for the IGs. If you want to tune into battle rap, we go crazy on there. The artists be there. It's lit. We the YouTube Spliffin' Bars. We YouTube lives there too. Exclusive footage of a lot of things. Battle rap and music.
This shit that turned into a promo episode.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, just know what we doing. Tune in. You feel me?
We moving. You know what I'm saying? But we about to get up out of here, so make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff. You know what
show
I'm saying?
Show love, y'all. Show love.
Yeah, show love, man. And like I said, April 21st, man, put your lighters up, showcase. Make sure you guys come and show love. Smoke one with your favorite podcasters.
The verses too.
Hippies, you know what I'm saying? The way. That's a fact, bro. The tickets is in hand, so make sure you guys hit us up to get your ticket right now. You know what I'm saying? So for Spliff, for Don Cole, for Choon Choon, it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get about it.
Get high, baby. Woo! Bow, bow, bow. Oh, yeah, cop the merch and all that. You heard a lot of merch out. Cop it. Bye, bye, bye. You feel me?
I take her out to see trees in the sky. Whipping the foreign is blowing her mind. And I show her the world at the drop of a dime. Blossom like cherry leaves bringing the spring. Making my frequencies wonderful things. I drip for a living, I got my degree. Came from the nine, but Japan is the dream. Back of the bus, I went to Neiman with five in my hands. Blew me a check, do it again. Yeah, I'm gonna flex while you do what you can. Hold on, I'm just gonna show up.
I stay working, I ain't worried about no feelings. Whole QB to myself, I was dealing. We gon' fucking spin a block, then we peeling. I was in a bad place, but I'm healing. I cannot forgive you if you did me wrong. Had to level up, yeah, I'm moving on. I'm dealing with the damage, yeah, you hit a song. I've been smoking on that Zaza and it keep me strong. Henny and Bel-Air, yeah, we pulling up. For my niggas in the sun.